On family road trips, the one stop everyone can agree on is TA, Travel Centers of America, where we find all kinds of food and drink choices, quick refueling, a convenience store, and a clean place to refresh. Travel Centers of America is the perfect stop for everyone.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Josh Miller. Josh is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the National Football League Cincinnati Bengals. We discuss the Bengals game against the Steelers, the Bengals offense and defense, the Bengals next game against the Los Angeles Chargers, and more. Josh is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
On family road trips, the one stop everyone can agree on is TA, Travel Centers of America, where we find all kinds of food and drink choices, quick refueling, a convenience store, and a clean place to refresh. Travel Centers of America is the perfect stop for everyone.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Safeway for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Safeway for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Safeway Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Safeway.com/4U for program details.
At last, the holidays are here, and so is Ridgeland. Shop, dine, celebrate, and immerse yourself in the spirit of the season. The Ridgeland Retail Trail has a gift for everyone on your list. So wrap it in Ridgeland and book one of our special Slay and Stay hotel packages. Learn more at visitridgeland.com. #VisitMS responsibly.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
You're on the highway, and you see the red and blue TA sign. Quick, what comes to mind?
Tremendous assortment in TA's convenience store.
TA? Totally appetizing food and drinks.
Thoroughly accessible place to fuel up?
TA. It stands for Travel Centers of America.
Follow your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
family road trips, the one stop everyone can agree on is TA, Travel Centers of America, where we find all kinds of food and drink choices, quick refueling, a convenience store, and a clean place to refresh. Travel Centers of America is the perfect stop for everyone.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless. Go classic. Go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
You're on the highway and you see the red and blue TA sign. Quick, what comes to mind?
Tremendous assortment in TA's convenience store.
TA, totally appetizing food and drinks.
Thoroughly accessible place to fuel up.
TA, it stands for Travel Centers of America.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic. Go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It's a second down and 5, and here goes Nixon with an ISO over that left side and blocking downfield. One of the blockers, Jamar Chase.
Mixon getting off to a great start here. The left side of the offensive line, he's able to get through there. Bush comes up and only gets a hand on him.
Second goal. Burrow, Mixon, and digging his way, and touchdown. There he goes, in for six. And the Bengals increase their lead to 23-3 over the Steelers. Still have Prince in there at the right tackle. Here's a handoff, and it goes to Mixon. Oh, he's making a miss. What a great move. He got by Pierre, and now he's off to the races and shoved out of bounds by Edmonds. Pierre thought he had him right in his sights. Takes it into Pittsburgh territory.
Mixon's trying to run to his left, our right. He cuts it back, and Pierre is there one-on-one and gives him a juke, hops in and back out. Gets around the edge. What a day he's having.
Mixon in the backfield. Higgins, by the way, over 100 receiving yards today. Burrow, Mixon, touchdown. Mixon has scored again. His second touchdown run. Some choreography.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports, and that audio you heard was Cincinnati Bengals running back Joe Mixon doing his thing in action as the Bengals would go on to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in Week 12 on November the 28th of 2021. And to talk more about Joe Mixon as well as Joe Burrow and the rest of the Bengals offense and defense and that impressive win over the Pittsburgh Steelers and so much more, we want to welcome to the program the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show, Josh Miller. Josh, welcome to the program.
Ed, how you doing, man? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. Give me your takeaways from the Cincinnati Bengals win over the AFC North rival Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, first, I got to look at it as a longtime fan. I mean, it felt so good to finally beat those guys the way that we did. Because not only was it a fluke game, it wasn't like last year when we played with Ryan Finley. No, this was all of our guys were healthy, and we went across, and we went toe-to-toe. We basically just beat them into submission. And, you know, the first week we played them, Tyler Boyd made the mention that the Pittsburgh quit. And, well, we made them quit again. We made them quit twice, and it was great to see. It wasn't a fluke. It was just a straight-up domination.
All right, yeah, it definitely was a domination just watching that game. I mean, on every aspect of the ball, both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, the Bengals made their presence felt in this game. We're going to get talk more into this game right now. I want to start off with the running game. The audio that I played earlier, Joe Mixon, wow, what a talent he is. Only in like his second year in the league. In this game, Joe had 28 carries for 165 yards and two rushing touchdowns. I mean, he went off in this game. Josh, give me your thoughts on Joe's performance in this game and his performance so far in this 2021 NFL season.
Well, there was a lot of questions to Joe Mixon coming out of last year, especially with the brand-new contract that he got. I mean, 4 years with a lot of money tacked on to it. And, you know, in this league, there's a lot of questioning when it comes to paying running backs. But now he's showing, and it's all paying dividends. And it's a lot to say to not only Joe Mixon, but it's to say to the entire offense. Because for the first part of this year, it's been heavily relied on we've been relying pretty much on the pass and relying on Jamar Chase and T. Higgins to get open. Now, finally, this running game is starting to open wide open, and the offensive line had themselves a great day. And then Joe Mixon just capitalized, and he runs so hard, and he's just the perfect example of an AFC North back. And it was just great to see him have the game that he did, and hopefully it continues in the future.
Yeah, I wanted to stand corrected. This is Joe's fifth year in the league, and, man, he has he's paid off big dividends so far, an effective rookie year. Then he had back-to-back 1,000-yard rushing seasons in 2018, 2019. The COVID year last year was a little off, but this year he's really, really getting back on track. So Joe is an important part to this very young Bengals team. And I want to get now to the wide receiver position. I want to start off with T. Higgins out of Clemson. He had six catches for 114 yards, and he had a touchdown in this game. So he had a fantastic performance in this game against the Steelers. Give me your thoughts on T in his performance in this game and his 2021 season so far?
I think T. Higgins did one thing. He scared the rest of the NFL because now you can't just take away Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals' offense is done. I mean, if you look at T. Higgins, if you look at just the size and the body and the speed of him, he just dominates cornerbacks. And when you look at T. Higgins' touchdown pass, you go back and look at it, the cornerback had literally no chance. It was almost like he wasn't even there because of how big and how strong T. Higgins was. And he hasn't been in the offense a lot in the first part of the year. And it was great to see him really kind of take off in this game and the last couple of games as well. It's basically the Bengals offense is starting to use all their weapons, and this is basically saying the NFL, try to stop us. So T. Higgins I can't wait for him to continue to shine, and Ja'Marr Chase is doing his job. He's taking the top off. He's taking the safeties away. So now Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins are going to keep opening up and opening up, and we're just going to be able – and then once that gets taken away, we just go right back to Joe Mixon, and then he has 165 yards. So we're basically looking at the NFL and saying, try to stop us.
Yeah, and I want to stay with these receivers for a moment. I want to get to Ja'Marr in just a moment, but Tyler Boyd. I mean, Tyler Boyd has really been a key ingredient to this receiving core. I know Tyler had only had two catches for 13 yards, but his presence has been major in this season for Cincinnati. Give me your thoughts on Tyler and his 2021 season.
So before the bye, there was obviously the game versus the Jets and the Browns, which were two straight losses and honestly two straight embarrassing losses. And one of the constant questions that I had was, where is Tyler Boyd? And then you go back to the stats. I think he only had two catches against the Jets and then three targets against the Browns. And if you go back to last year, Tyler Boyd was literally Mr. Third Down. He was doing everything on third down. But obviously now with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and, a lot more options to go to and a lot more health to this team, he doesn't really get as many targets. However, he does do a lot for this offense. He basically takes away a lot of that safety valve, that slot. So it's going to keep opening up the downfield throw. And then eventually, again, like I said, once Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins are covered, Tyler Boyd's going to open back up. And then on those third downs and those big conversions, he's going to shine. And that's really what really he does shine is on those third downs, those clutch, maybe those 5, 6 yard, 7 yard type of play. So Tyler Boyd, as much as we would love to see him get more targets, he's still doing the off-ball stuff enough to get the other receivers open to continue this offense and continually move this forward and keep the train rolling.
Another part of this big receiving core, Josh, is the tight end C.J. Uzomah. And I know he only had three catches for 9 yards in this game against Pittsburgh. But C.J. has had a nice year for Cincinnati so far. Just give me your thoughts on C.J. and how he's played in this 2021 season.
C.J. does a lot, not only on the field, but off the field as well. You can tell by the energy of this guy and what he brings to the locker room. Well, I mean, NFL is just such a grind. It's a 17-game season. These are grown men bashing each other in the skull, every single day. C.J. still brings a light and an energy and a camaraderie, and he's been there since the start. He's been there since 2015, so he's seen winning and losing, and he's been able to keep this locker room together and help them through the hard times, and I think he does that. Now, on the field, C.J. is almost for the early part of the year. There's been games where he's either disappeared or he shined completely. And a lot of times it has to do with the scheme of the game. But he's still doing his job quite a bit. His blocking has gotten significantly better. And then again, he's had games where he's completely taken over and he's won us the game with his performances. I always look back to the game against Jacksonville on Thursday night, and Joe Burrow looked at him twice where C.J. was able to get 2 touchdowns. So I want to see him get more involved towards the back half of the season, because I think the more you can get C.J. involved, the better it can be. They've been throwing him a lot of tight end screens, and it worked again against the Jacksonville, but it hasn't really worked since. So hopefully they draw some new routes for him, and hopefully we can get him the ball more.
And, of course, we got to talk about Ja'Marr Chase. And LSU has been a factory, Josh, when it comes to producing great wide receivers. Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, Terrace Marshall Jr. Also, you could put Dwayne Bowe in the mix as well, Malachi Dupree. I mean, the talent has just been phenomenal in terms of wide receiver talent at LSU, such as Reuben Randall, Trendon Holliday, and Early Doucette. And you can also add Ja'Marr Chase to the mix as well. And, of course, we can't forget about Justin Jefferson. Last year, Justin Jefferson had a breakout year with the Minnesota Vikings. Now, we know that Mac Jones is having a pretty good rookie campaign for the New England Patriots, but Ja'Marr Chase has been outstanding. Ja'Marr, unfortunately, he only had like 3 catches for 39 yards in the win against Pittsburgh. But give me your thoughts on Ja'Marr and his rookie campaign this year, and what do you think his chances are of winning Offensive Rookie of the Year?
I mean, Ja'Marr has just been nothing short of outstanding of where he was and where people thought the expectation was and where he was in the preseason to where he is now. Now, you are seeing his targets maybe start to go down, but a lot of that has to do with the spreading of the wealth, and that's what's going to make this offense far better. So if we just look at the Pittsburgh game, obviously he didn't have the biggest game or the flashiest game, didn't have that many targets, had I think 2 or 3. But if you go back and you look at the All-22, you look and you see on the running game, they love to have Ja'Marr on the strong side of the field when Joe Mixon's running the ball. And Ja'Marr Chase is one of the best blocking wide receivers I have seen ever. Forget rookie, forget anything. Blocking wide receivers ever. You go back to when they played against Detroit, and Ja'Marr Chase had the key significant block for Joe Mixon to get I believe it was like a 45-yard touchdown. So it's not only what Ja'Marr Chase does with the ball in his hand, it's what he does without the ball in his hand. And that's what's the most impressive to me. First, I do believe that he should be Rookie of the Year. I would put my money on that he is going to be the Rookie of the Year. The problem is Mac Jones has definitely made a resurgence, but it's all going to be, will the Patriots regress back to the mean, or will they continue to skyrocket? And if that happens, then Mac Jones will probably win it. And, you know, that's the tip of the cap. But, again, personally, I think Ja'Marr Chase is, because, again, not only what he does with the ball in his hand, which just speaks for itself, but what he does without the ball in his hand.
Yeah, rightfully so, and I'm with you on that one. It all depends what happens with New England going forward. If New England plays well and Mac puts up the numbers, and then he could get it. But, man, Ja'Marr Chase is just he's been phenomenal. He's definitely going to be a talent that definitely Cincinnati is definitely benefiting off of as of right now. And speaking of benefiting off of Ja'Marr Chase, we'll get into his teammate from LSU, Joe Burrow, in just a little bit. But I want to get to the defensive side of the football. I want to start off with, man, Trey Hendrickson. What a steal that Cincinnati got from him in the offseason. The New Orleans Saints, he had some good seasons with the New Orleans Saints, but Trey Hendrickson has made his presence felt in this season with the Bengals. He had 2 tackles and a sack against the Steelers. Give me your thoughts on Trey and his performance in the game against Pittsburgh and his 2021 campaign.
I mean, Trey has just been nothing but well worth the money that we paid for him. And we paid him a lot of money. We paid him for 4 years, and he's just been absolutely outstanding. He already has the single season record for sacks by a Bengals player, which is absolutely outstanding for his first year there for a single season. It was incredible. I mean, there was a lot of questions when Trey Hendrickson was signed because, A, you know, you let Carl Lawson walk. So you have to compare the two. Now, obviously, it's unfortunate that Carl Lawson tore his ACL and he's going to be out for the year. Or it might have been his Achilles. I knew it was a leg injury. But either way, Trey Hendrickson being there, I mean, he's durable. He's out there every single game. And just, man, he just creates havoc. He's getting pressure pretty much every single play. And that's something you didn't see from the Bengals, you know, for probably 5 or 6 years, is a consistent pressure. And that's what separates this defense from years past to now. It's just the amount of pressure that they put on the quarterback and the amount of times they get into the backfield. And that's massive. And it's massive for keeping the defense off of the field, because this defense isn't, I wouldn't say a world beater, but I would say that this defense is solid and it's good enough that if you can keep them off the field and keep them fresh, they'll be able to win your games, and they have before, and they will continue to do that.
All right, and I want to move along now. Speaking of a former New Orleans Saint, we move along now to Von Bell. Von had 3 tackles in this contest against the against the Bengals, and Von is someone that had some pretty solid seasons during his time in New Orleans. Unfortunately, they couldn't keep him. He comes over to Cincinnati, and similar to his teammate Trey, he's been pretty effective so far this year. Again, in the game against the Steelers, he had 3 tackles. Give me your thoughts on Vaughn's play in the win against Pittsburgh and so far how he's played in the 2021 season.
Von Bell, I mean, he fits right in this defense like a glove. I think he's really excelling in this leadership role that he has. I believe he is a captain. He definitely well deserves it. And, you know, just being able to have him be over to the top, you don't give these teams, you know, freedom to continually throw it. I mean, these receivers get scared. You saw it. I know it wasn't Von Bell that hit him, but when they threw over to Chase Claypool, Jesse Bates, you know, hit him as hard as he could, and Chase Claypool dropped the ball, and they didn't throw it across the field anymore. And Von Bell has a lot to do with that. He brings an attitude, he brings an energy, and he brings a nastiness that is something that the Bengals defense has been missing, and it's something that you need in the AFC North in order to survive. This Bengals team has that. And you just see Von Bell's attitude and his work ethic and his aggression, and it works all the way through the roster. And he's somebody that, you know, maybe stat-wise he's not doing incredible this year, or maybe compared to but last year, but he is one of the reasons why this defense is so good and why this defense is outperforming every single expectation that came in during this year.
All right, well, you're talking about a nastiness, and you need to have that playing in the AFC North. Mike Hilton, he played for the rival Pittsburgh Steelers for several years, and now this is his first year with the Cincinnati Bengals in the game against his former team, the Steelers. He had two tackles to go along with an interception. Give me your thoughts on Mike's performance in the game and his 2021 season so far.
I mean, again, it's another accomplishment of the front office. And I'll jump to Mike Hilton real quick, but I just want to make a point of the front office. You know, with the Bengals, obviously, through the years, all people really know, if they just follow the national media, is that, you know, we're cheap, or we don't go get the guys, or we don't do that, or we don't, you know, go out when we're cheap and we build through the draft. Well, these past 2 years, we're one of the highest spending teams on free agency, and Mike Hilton is a perfect example. So I think while the Bengals front office has deserved quite a bit of criticism, they've deserved it, I get that. But for the past 2 years, this front office has just absolutely knocked it out of the park. They've been doing really, really good in free agency, and it's showing. So then that back to Mike Hilton, I mean, number one, my first thought, how in the world did we even get him? Like, that is insane that the Steelers actually let him walk. And he's just been such an asset. I mean, he just plays so good against his former team. Two games against the Steelers, he's been absolutely lights out. And he pretty much got the game-sealing pick six on Ben Roethlisberger. He read that route perfectly. And by that time, Ben threw it. I mean, the game was over at that point. The fans were absolutely crazy. You didn't see many of those yellow towels anymore. Oh, I fire alarm just went off in my house.
Okay.
But it's probably just a smoke alarm. I'm going to step out of here now. But basically, yeah, that's basically why it's been he's been so good. Sorry about this. I'm going to step out of the house real quick. But yeah, that's why Mike Hilton's.
All right, we'll give Josh an opportunity to try to get that situation straight just for a moment. Josh, are you good now?
Yeah, we are good. We are outside, and I think the fire alarm's getting reset right now.
Okay, restart what you were saying about the front office with the Bengals.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So when you're talking about the front office of the Bengals, a lot of the national media the national media basically is the Bengals are cheap. They don't spend money. They don't sign guys. They don't go through free agency. They do things on pennies on the dollar and the bare minimum. Well, the past 2 years, that hasn't been the case. They've truly changed what they've basically done in the span of over two years. They've completely changed their philosophy. And that is just something that's absolutely amazing to watch, especially as a Bengals fan. So when the criticism that the front office got, it's been well-deserved. They've done a lot that, you know, have been, you know, just absolutely against what the fans really wanted. I mean, keeping Marvin Lewis is probably definitely up there. And then obviously it goes all the way back to the stadium deal. We're kind of screwed over a lot of Cincinnatians, but now that these past 2 years, they've done exactly what we thought they would do. They've spent some free agency. They've gone after guys. They've been aggressive. They've signed their star guys. They signed Joe Mixon. They signed Von Bell. They signed Mike Hilton. They signed Trey Henderson. They signed Sam Hubbard. So the front office, as much criticism as they deserve, a lot, they deserve the praise as well. And I think this year and last year, they definitely deserve that praise.
Yeah, rightfully so. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, give the front office a lot of credit with signing someone that played for the division rival, and that's Mike Hilton. And he's definitely paid off big dividends. And definitely the front office, they're showing what it takes to compete in the division and in the NFL. I want to move along now to the other one of the elements in the secondary, and that's Eli Apple. He had two tackles and an interception in the win over the Steelers. Now, Eli Apple has faced a lot of criticism throughout his career, and you know his time in New York with the Giants was under a lot of scrutiny during his time in New York, and then his time with the New Orleans Saints, he was under even more scrutiny as well. But right now, he seems to have picked up his play in a new city in Cincinnati. Just give me your thoughts on Eli and his play in 2021.
So when you look at Eli Apple, I think a lot of people need to reset their expectations. For one, it's not supposed to be Eli Apple out there. He's supposed to be the second string. It's supposed to be Trey Waynes. However, Trey Waynes has been nothing but an absolute, you know, just injury ridden. He could never get out on the field. So now it's Eli Apple's turn to be the first string. So I think a lot of Bengals fans, they have to reset their expectations with Eli Apple. You can't really be expecting him to be locked down all the time. That's just not who he is. You know, and he was drafted a lot higher out of Ohio State than probably his worth. But that being said, he's really stepped up after the bye. He has faced a lot of criticism this year, and a good amount of it's been deserved. He's been pretty much, you know, he's been probably the weakest link of the defense, definitely the secondary, but probably the defense when he's out there. But in back-to-back games, he's made game-changing plays. He's been really solid on defensively, and he's been great. And the team, you can tell the team, when Eli Apple was getting all that criticism, you can tell the team rallied around him. And instead of, you know, pointing fingers or anything, this team came together and they helped Eli Apple out. Probably Eli Apple was in the film room a lot more. He's probably in the weight room a lot more, getting more reps. And you can see it. I mean, he's playing far better. He doesn't look like Eli Apple out there. He looks like a first stringer. So I'm nothing but happy that he was able to figure it out. And you know, let's get rolling. And hopefully this defense, you know, continues to strengthen and grow. And hopefully he continues to strengthen and grow.
All right, let's move along now to a couple of other players that had sacks in the game, B.J. Hill, and you mentioned his name earlier, Sam Hubbard. Just give me your thoughts on B.J. and Sam and how they played in this game and how their 2021 season's gone so far.
I'll start with B.J. Hill. Well, first, we got him right before right during the draft. And it's something that the Bengals don't do, and again, this is another front office move that we don't see, and the Bengals don't trade at the draft, and they traded Billy Price, who's his second string center, who we pretty much got nothing out of, who we drafted first round, I believe it was a 2015 or 2016, and we've gotten basically absolutely nothing out of him, and they traded him for B.J. Hill, and B.J. Hill came in and made an immediate impact. He's been playing so well. He's just completely stacked up the interior of the line. Not a lot of it. The question was for B.J. Hill is, can he keep it up through the year? And obviously he can. He's still playing good, and he's still getting rushes. He's still getting to the quarterback. And this defensive line is scary. I don't know why, as an offense, you would be excited to play this defensive line, because they're terrifying. Because you got B.J. Hill, you got Trey Hendrick on the left, and then let's bring it over to Sam Hubbard. Sam Hubbard has been here. He's seen a lot of losing, but I'll tell you, he has gotten better every single year I've seen him. I was one of the contrarians this year when Sam Hubbard was paid. I thought he was paid a little too high. And I thought that the Bengals could have probably got somebody that was maybe either straight at the line or maybe a level below him for a lot less. But I was wrong. I was wrong. The Bengals made another great move in signing him long term. He's been nothing short of incredible. And his pressure, his trait with him, at Trey Hendrickson and Sam Hubbard together on the end, I mean, they just create constant pressure. And the chemistry within inside the line that allows them to do stunts, allows them to blitz, allows them to do things they haven't been able to do in the past. And they've been able to allow our defensive coordinator, Louie Anarumo, to be creative because of how good they've been. You know, it's just I'm over the moon that those guys are the ones that are on our ends and at our defensive line. But, yeah, Sam Hubbard's been nothing but has been great this year, and hopefully he keeps going and keeps that defense rolling.
All right, and then the leading tackler in this game with the Bengals beating the Steelers was Logan Wilson. Six tackles. I mean, Logan was all over the place in this contest. Give me your thoughts on Logan's play against the Steelers and his 2021 season.
Mark it down now. Logan Wilson is going to be at least a six-time Pro Bowler at the very least, and probably a 10-time Pro Bowler at the most. This guy has all of the elite talent attributes, and he's only in his second year. He's basically taken that position and he's ran with it. He can tackle out in open space. He can cover. He can make plays on the ball. He can pick it off. For a while, Logan Wilson led the NFL in the interceptions, and that's not common for a linebacker of his stature or his speed. But his covering ability, and then on top of that, his blitzing ability is nothing short of amazing. So I'm telling you, mark it down now. Buy your stock in Logan Wilson now. I love the pick when we got him in the third round. I believe it's an absolute steal, and it might still be the steal of that draft when we got him with Joe Burrow. He's just been absolutely nuts. And hopefully we're gonna keep seeing him grow. But he's already having an elite season. I would say I would probably vote for him this year. I was a betting man. I would say he gets an invite to the Pro Bowl at least this year or next year. But he's absolutely been incredible, and I think the Bengals finally found an answer in their linebacking room, which has been a question for so many years. And he just makes plays, and he brings it's a nastiness that this roster hasn't had in a very long time, and he's one of those guys that brings it every single day.
All right, and then we move along now to, the NFL is all about the quarterbacks, and definitely Cincinnati, they have their man, their franchise quarterback in Joe Burrow. We know of his fantastic senior year at LSU, winning the national championship, him alongside Jamar Chase, and, of course, Minnesota Viking Justin Jefferson. And Burrow, came in and took the city of Cincinnati by storm. We know he's an Ohio guy, so we know about the history of him growing up in that community in the plains of Ohio. The injury last year, oh, wow, I remember watching that game. That was hard. That was horrific right there, tearing the ACL and the MCL in his left knee and also sustaining other damage. So I didn't think he was going to be ready for week one, but he showed up and, so far so good. He's played very effectively this year. Joe finished this game. He completed 20 out of 24 passes for 190 yards, and he had a touchdown and an interception. Just give me your thoughts on Joe's play in the win against the Steelers.
I mean, if you just look at that, you said it exactly. Not many people thought he was going to be ready by week one. I mean, this kid's got the heart of a lion. That's exactly what he's got. And he's got the swagger and the confidence about him that every single day he feels like he's going to go out there and he's going to be the best on the field. And again, it's not a cockiness. It's that he's going to go out there and perform and do it well. And I got to say, a lot of Joe Burrow's success can be directly correlated with Zach Taylor and how good Zach Taylor has done preparing him. Last year, Zach Taylor prepared him when there wasn't even an off season. There was no minicamp. There was no OTAs. And Joe Burrow came in ready to roll, and it seemed like Joe Burrow knew the offense and he was ready to control it. And he gets a lot. And in between the ears, Joe Burrow is just so smart, and his anticipation is incredible. And that's where he makes up for a maybe lack of arm strength or maybe lack of speed or. But his anticipation, his completion percentage, his knowing of the game is absolutely insane. It's off the charts. So, he's got the heart of a lion. He's the reason that this team is continually going. I mean, he's the reason that we're getting a lot of free agency of picks. He is the Cincinnati Bengals face of the franchise, and I think he knows that, and I think everybody else knows that. And, I definitely know that, and I think this city knows that. And I think he's just taken this challenge and ran with it. He's an Ohio kid. He's from Athens, blue collar, and worked his ass off through Ohio State. Didn't find a great situation there. Transferred to LSU. Has obviously a lot of people look to just the senior season. They look to his junior year. He was also really good too. But then he goes and has a magical senior year, and then. Last year, like I said, you gave me flashbacks right there of the knee injury, which I did not want to think about. But again, he's just fought back, and it's something great to see. And as Bengals fans, it's great knowing that we have our guy. And, with Andy Dalton, he played here for a very long time, but it never felt like he was
going to elevate the rest of the team just by him being a quarterback. But I truly believe that Joe Burrow is like an Aaron Rodgers. He's like a Tom Brady. He's one of these guys that's going to elevate everybody around him, and that's what you need to win a Super Bowl.
I want to stay with Joe for a moment. I know that the city of Cincinnati was in fever pitch when he was drafted number one overall in the 2020 NFL draft. Josh, I got to ask you, where were you when you heard the news that Joe had been drafted by the Bengals, and what were your thoughts?
So I was at my buddy's place up in Columbus, and I was sitting on the couch, and I was just sweating. I'm like, I know they're going to pick Joey B, but obviously if you're a fan of Cincinnati sports, you know a lot of it ends in heartbreak. So I'm just sitting there waiting. And then finally, here comes Roger Goodell in his big freaking leather chair. And your quarterback, Joe Burrow, LSU. And it's just, once he said that, I leapt off the couch. I ran throughout the whole house. My friend's dog was chasing me the entire time. I got tackled by pretty much everybody in the house. I was going insane. And it was just finally like, okay, he's our guy. And then we went on to have another really good draft class. And you know, a lot of those guys are still here with the team, and they're still playing well. And, you know, again, I point out Logan Wilson. He's a guy that has been playing really, really well. And then you can throw in Kali Kareem, throw in T. Higgins as well. It's just absolutely been incredible. So Joe Burrow's just really, I was going insane. That was pretty much it. And my next thought was, oh, my God, we've got to be able to protect this guy.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, the NFL, again, is a league of quarterbacks. It's an offensive-minded era, and we're definitely in the golden age of quarterbacks, and definitely Joe Burrow has all the potential in the world. And I want to stay just with the city of Cincinnati for a moment. How has the city of Cincinnati responded to Joe being their quarterback?
Oh, I mean, we're riding the wave. Because it's kind of different, because when I've been alive for – basically, mostly my quarterbacks have been Carson Palmer and Andy Dalton. Those have been my consistent quarterbacks. And, you know, as a NFL fan, that's pretty good, because the Browns, I mean, have had, you know, quarterbacks, you know, that go all the way down the list. I mean, Santa's list isn't as big as the quarterback list for the Cleveland Browns. But that being said, there was always a controversy with the quarterbacks. There's always been like, no, he's actually not good enough, or he's better. There is no controversy with Joe. Everybody knows this is the guy. He is the best that we could have gotten. He's our guy. We're riding with him. That's it. You know, ball game. We're ride or die with our guys. And it's just so amazing to see the city of Cincinnati do. And to see also my alma mater, University of Cincinnati, also share the same exact success and be able to have a 12-0 college football team, and then also have a Bengals team that, you know, not only are they in the thick of the playoff, they control their own destiny. They can go out and win the AFC North. They can secure a playoff spot within the next coming weeks. It's been so amazing to see, and the city of Cincinnati has definitely picked up, and the football fever is second to none. It is at a pitch level high.
You mentioned Cincinnati and really the state of Ohio, and Joe Burrow makes no bones about it that even though he considers Baton Rouge as like his adopted hometown, but Joe, as you mentioned earlier, is an Ohio kid through and through. And he also mentioned about the plight of his hometown in the plains of Ohio and the poverty. He talked about in his Heisman speech about the poverty rate, and it has one of the lowest poverty rates in the nation. And he also talks about just people that are blue collar and working class, and you mentioned it earlier. Do you have a reaction about how people in the plains have responded to Joe's success? Not just at his time at LSU, but more importantly as him being the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, and what things has he done in order to give back to his hometown?
That is a topic in and of itself. I mean, the way that Joe spoke and the way that he brought it up in his biggest moment when he won the Heisman, Joe came out and he spoke exactly about that. And the city of Cincinnati and really the United States responded with donating just a huge amount of money to the Athens Food Pantry. And, you know, it's just so amazing to see
okay, wow, this guy has humility. He's humble. He knows where he came from, and he knows what he can do with his platform. Again, that's a quarterback that knows what the deal is, because there's a lot of quarterbacks. You can be really good on the field, but if you're not good off the field, you can't really survive in this league if you don't really know how to act in the NFL. And I go back to two moments where I really knew Joe Burrow was the guy and how he carried himself. Like, this is going to be our face of the franchise. It was when that specific moment when he won the Heisman and he spoke out for the food pantry. And then also it was when the George Floyd situation came down, and there was, you know, riots going all around the city, and it was getting, you know, to a heated moment. And then Joe Burrow spoke out and spoke just so eloquently and spoke with, you know, in front of the world, and basically stood with all of his teammates and stood with the city of Cincinnati and stood with everybody. And he was able to mend the world. And no matter what you thought of those situations, so no matter where you stand, what your stance was, you could look at that guy and was like, wow, this guy's a rookie. And he's standing in front of his team and he's giving an incredible speech. And they chose Joe to do that. So that's the type of respect that he commanded in that locker room from day one. And it's just so amazing to see. So Joe Burrow's the guy through and through. And those two moments, and then obviously a lot more from him playing and him, you know, speaking and being the face of the franchise. He does it quite well.
Yeah, absolutely right, and that was a moving speech when he accepted his Heisman, and then immediately when he got drafted by the Bengals, definitely very moving, and then definitely providing some inspiration and some hope to his hometown of the Plains in Ohio, as well as providing some inspiration to the city of Cincinnati. And while we're talking now, moving on to the city of Cincinnati, Ken Anderson, Boomer Esiason, Jeff Blake, John Kitna, the gentleman you mentioned earlier, Carson Palmer, and Andy Dalton were all respected quarterbacks in the history of the Cincinnati Bengals. In your opinion, I know this is only Joe's second year in the league, but what do you think is going to make him different from all the rest of the other quarterbacks that I mentioned?
I think personally, number one, my first thought is I do completely believe that Joe Burrow will be the best quarterback to ever come through Cincinnati. I think he is. I think he's the best, bar none. That's it. But I think what makes him so good is what is in between the ears. Not only is how smart he is on the field, he improvises so much. A lot of the scoring plays that Zach Taylor may have drawn up, you go back after the press conference, you see a lot of it was an audible that was Joe Burrow's choice because he saw something in the defense that he didn't like. And those are the qualities that you need to be a superstar quarterback. He has all that. And then on top of that, his playmaking ability is second to none. You saw it against the Steelers on the very first touchdown where Joe Burrow juked down Minka Fitzpatrick on his first touchdown run on, you know, he tore his ACL last year. He juked down. And that ACL pair didn't look like it was bothering him too much. It's the combination of his playmaking ability, what's in between the ears, and then on top of that, it's his swagger. It's his command. He has so much respect, and like I said, he earned that respect from day one when he walked into the room, and that was just something so amazing that to watch. So I think that just his respect and his ability to do those things, because he's not going to – my fire alarm's going off again. Oh, my gosh, this is ridiculous. Basically that's why I think Joe Burrow will be probably the best quarterback to ever come through Cincinnati.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. When you have that, you have to hold on to it and cherish them and definitely enjoy them while you have them. So definitely Joe Burrow making his mark in such a short amount of time with Cincinnati. All right, Ryan, let's get right to it. So now the Bengals have got a game coming up against the Los Angeles Chargers, and it's another home game for the Bengals. And the Bengals defense have got to prepare for last year's Offensive Rookie of the Year, and he's an MVP candidate, Mr. Justin Herbert, but he doesn't come alone because he's got a lot of great offensive talent with Austin Eckler. There's Keenan Allen. There's Mike Williams. There's Jared Cook. What do you think the keys to victory will be for the Bengals defense to stop the Charger offense led by Justin Herbert?
I think you nailed it right on the head. I mean, the Chargers are a really good football team. They're a really young team. I think they're a team that is still, they're still feeling out their superstars. They're feeling out where they need to go directionally and what they need to do. So I would say that the Chargers are probably maybe a year away from really competing, but they're still a really, really good team. They're a team that puts up consistent numbers. I mean, they're a team that beat Cleveland when we got beat by them 45-7. So what we're going to have to do as a defense is we're going to have to get off of the field on these third and short situations. And so when it's third and six, third and seven, you have to find a way to get off of the field. You've got to keep your defense fresh. If you start to get tired, and Justin Herbert will just pick you apart. And then on top of that, I think it goes with the scheme. I think Lou Anarumo, our defensive coordinator, needs to draw up a scheme in order to limit Justin Herbert, make him throw uncomfortably, and then also you got to get pressure. You got to get pressure from both of your ends. You can't let this offensive line, you can't let them establish a ground game. You got to get disruption early. But honestly, on top of that, I think if you can do that, I don't know how good the Chargers defense is, and they haven't really shown that they are that good. So if the Bengals defense can at least contain the Chargers offense, I think the Bengals are going to come out with a victory. But it's going to be a really good game. It's going to be a really good test, and I'm excited for it.
All right, let's move along now to the other side of the football. We have the Bengals offense, of course, Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, Jamar Chase, and Tyler Boyd, and also T. Higgins. That Bengals offense is in no small potatoes by any means. They're going to have to go up against that Charger defense. They've got a few stars of their own, too. They've got Joey Bosa, there's Chris Harris, and you can't forget about Derwin James, who's just a monster out in the secondary. What, in your opinion, Josh, what are the keys to victory for the Bengals to get points against the Charger defense?
I think honestly, it's basically that what the Bengals have to do is they have to not throw away big opportunities. So basically, like when Eli Apple got that interception really early in the game against the Steelers, they brought it back and the Bengals only came out with a field goal, even though they were down inside the five. That can't happen. The Bengals have had a consistent problem with throwing away opportunity and just getting a field goal. Now, points are points. I get that. But when you're facing a team that scores as much as the Chargers do, basically what you have to do, you have to score touchdowns. And you got to continue to do that over and over in this game. And then on top of that, you got to be able to establish a consistent ground game. And it's what they did against the Steelers. And I think the Chargers right now, I believe, are dead last in run defense. And while they do have some really good key pieces, I think the Bengals can really stack up and they can really start getting their ground game going like they did against the Steelers. If they ran like they did last week, I think the Bengals will be okay. But they can't throw away good field position. They got to be able to capitalize on every opportunity. And on top of that, I mean, as good as we think Joe Burrow is, and as good as I think he is, he needs to watch his turnovers again. He's one of the leaders in interceptions, so I believe he has 12 now. And a lot of that has to do with him taking shots, but on top of that, you can't be throwing away interceptions. You can't be throwing away good field position. You can't be throwing away, you know, big drives where we need a touchdown, we need a score, and he, you know, throws the ball away. So he's got to be able to limit those. So if the offense can do that, they can keep the ball to us, and then whenever the Chargers turn it over, we can turn that into points. I think the Bengals offense will have a pretty good day and they'll be all right.
All right, and you heard it from him. He is Josh Miller. He is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. Josh, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do as the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show and what's it all about.
Thank you, Ed, first of all, so much for having me on, and I'm so sorry about the fire alarms going off. I don't know what exactly was going on. So, but other than that, basically, you can find me on any sort of podcast network, the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show, and then you can also find blogs about the Cincinnati Bengals on fansided.com. If you head over to Stripe Hype, you can find specific blogs by me. You can find all sorts of blogs by Fansided authors, and then you can read about the Bengals. Then also on top of that, if you go to Fansided, you can read all about any sort of sport, any sort of team. Then on top of that, if that doesn't tickle your funny bone and you want to learn a little bit more about the college football playoff, every Wednesday I have a breaking down the college football playoffs.
So after they come out tonight, we'll be breaking them down tomorrow. And then also on top of that, every Tuesday and Thursday, I will have a episode about the Cincinnati Bengals. So we have a pretty packed schedule, and there should be a new blog coming out tomorrow. So hopefully you guys all can read it. And that's basically where you can find me. Oh, and you can also follow me at @BackRowBengals on Twitter.
Awesome. One more again, Josh. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, where they can find the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show, and if you have any websites, let them know that as well.
Yes, sir. So you can find me on Twitter at @BackRowBengals, and then also you can go and find my blogs, www.fansided.com. You go over there, head over to the Bengals side of this website, and that'll be there. It should be called Stripe Hype. And then you can find my podcast anywhere that you find podcasts. So that'd be Apple Pods, Stitcher, Spotify, Podbean, Google Podcasts, any sort of place you can find podcasts, you'll find mine. And you go there, you can find, you can listen in. Then also you can subscribe on YouTube at Back Row Bengals as well. So that's basically all where you can find me right there.
One more question before I let you go. What foods can be found at a Cincinnati Bengals tailgate?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I mean, obviously, you can never go wrong with homemade Skyline Chili. That's usually my favorite go-to. It's just perfect. And I know everybody hates on it, but I love it. I love it. You get a nice, you know, ladle of chili, put it right on some spaghetti or hot dogs, you're good to go. That melted cheese, delicious. But you know, a lot of people do wings. I know that wings are huge down here. And there was a lot of really, really good tailgate food here, but I would say Scott and Joey's are number one.
All right, and you heard it from him. He is Josh Miller, the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. Josh, again, thank you so much, and if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Anytime, man. Really, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I appreciate you. We'll be back with more right after this.
Ready?
It's a second down and 5, and here goes Mixon with an ISO over that left side and blocking downfield. One of the blockers, Jamar Chase.
Mixon getting off to a great start here. The left side of the offensive line, he's able to get through there. Bush comes up and only gets a hand on him.
Second goal. Burrow, Mixon, and digging his way, and touchdown. There he goes.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate.
Please celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate.
When you love your team, you spend every moment wondering what they're doing. Well, stop wondering. Get Contour TV from Cox and follow them anywhere, anytime with the Contour app. Plus, use your voice remote to search and filter games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan has to sleep occasionally. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own.
Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.
Joe likes to keep things simple, but with a kid in college, a job, side hustle, 401k, two mortgages, and a boat he's looking to use a whole lot more this year, Joe's finances are anything but simple. That's why Joe's financial advisor uses InvestNet to connect it all and manage his day-to-day finances while keeping an eye on his family's future. With insight from InvestNet, Joe is living an intelligent financial life. InvestNet, fully vested.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Julie runs a bustling small batch coffee roaster. She's got a cafe, retail business, online store, and tasting classes. In short, Julie's finances are complicated. So Julie's financial advisor uses InvestNet to connect and make sense of it all for today and tomorrow. Julie is living an intelligent financial life with insight from InvestNet so she can look at the vision she's grown from the coffee grounds up. InvestNet, fully vested.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate!
Please celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate! Stella Rosa!
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please celebrate responsibly.
Joe likes to keep things simple, but with a kid in college, a job, side hustle, 401k, two mortgages, and a boat he's looking to use a whole lot more this year, Joe's finances are anything but simple. That's why Joe's financial advisor uses InvestNet to connect it all and manage his day-to-day finances while keeping an eye on his family's future. With insight from InvestNet, Joe is living an intelligent financial life. InvestNet, fully vested. Julie runs a bustling small-batch coffee roaster. She's got a cafe, retail business, online store, and tasting classes. In short, Julie's finances are complicated. So Julie's financial advisor uses InvestNet to connect and make sense of it all for today and tomorrow. Julie is living an intelligent financial life with insight from InvestNet so she can look at the vision she's grown from the coffee grounds up. InvestNet, fully vested. Joe likes to keep things simple, but with a kid in college, a job, side hustle, 401k, two mortgages, and a boat he's looking to use a whole lot more this year, Joe's finances are anything but simple. That's why Joe's financial advisor uses InvestNet to connect it all and manage his day-to-day finances while keeping an eye on his family's future. With insight from InvestNet, Joe is living an intelligent financial life. InvestNet, fully vested.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please celebrate responsibly.
Julie runs a bustling small-batch coffee roaster. She's got a cafe, retail business, online store, and tasting classes. In short, Julie's finances are complicated, so Julie's financial advisor uses InvestNet to connect and make sense of it all for today and tomorrow. Julie is living an intelligent financial life with insight from InvestNet, so she can look at the vision she's grown from the coffee grounds up. InvestNet, fully vested. Joe likes to keep things simple, but with a kid in college, a job, side hustle, 401k, two mortgages, and a boat he's looking to use a whole lot more this year, Joe's finances are anything but simple. That's why Joe's financial advisor uses InvestNet to connect it all and manage his day-to-day finances while keeping an eye on his family's future. With insight from InvestNet, Joe is living an intelligent financial life. InvestNet, fully vested.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Josh Miller, the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show, the podcast dedicated to covering content related to the NFL's Cincinnati Bengals. Had a great time talking about all things related to the Bengals and so much more. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.